May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I was about 10 years old when I learned to ride a bike. The bike didn't have training wheels. My parents decided it was better to get one that was ready to go. The only problem was, I wasn't ready to go. The balance needed to ride wasn't easy to come by. I can remember many hours of trying to get the bike going in a straight line, only to find myself riding in circles that gradually grew smaller and smaller until I crashed. There were many instances when I forgot that in order to stop the bike, you had to push backwards on the pedal. And in moments of panic, I would find myself being stopped instead by the bushes that I was running into. What I ultimately learned about riding a bike, however, was that it always worked better when I looked at the horizon. When I looked at the path ahead, the balance was there. It was when I stopped looking ahead and started looking at the pedals that I lost control and crashed. In today's gospel reading, Peter had a similar experience, except that rather than trying to ride a bike, he's trying to walk on the water. Now, looking at how Peter reacted in situations throughout the gospels, I don't think he would have been a good cyclist at first. Many times he seemed to be focused on the here and the now rather than the bigger picture. And how did that work out for him? Well, in the previous chapter of Matthew, Peter responded to Jesus' prediction of his own death by saying, "That can never happen." And what did he get for this? Jesus called him a stumbling block, focused on earthly things rather than the things of heaven. In Matthew and Luke and John, we hear the story of the events leading up to the crucifixion, and Peter proclaiming that he would never, under any circumstance, deny Jesus. And we know very well how that worked out. Today, to return to the imagery of a bicycle, Peter crashes not because of a strong will, but because of weak faith. Just as my riding worked better when I looked ahead, Peter lost his balance when he took his eyes off of the Jesus that was standing in front of him and began to focus on the wind and the waves and what was happening right around him. When we take our eyes off Christ, our strength and our faith begins to falter, and we too begin to sink beneath the waves. We are called to live our lives like Christ. As one commentary I read pointed out, Peter was called to walk on the water because it's another way that Jesus was asking to live his life as the Messiah was. Time and again, we see these invitations, the disciples being asked to go out and preach and teach and heal. The invitation for us to pick up our crosses and follow Christ. Being asked to give up our old lives and be born anew with Christ-centered lives. Just as the 12 were invited to give up their nets and their counting tables and follow Jesus. Now from here, my sermon was originally going to go in a different direction. Until yesterday. Yesterday was a painful day for many as we watched the events in Charlottesville. As I watched the news, I hurt for the family of God. My heart ached out of fear for our bishops and the clergy and friends from the diocese who traveled there to stand in unity for peace. I prayed for their safety and for the safety of every man and woman there on both sides of the barriers. And I was angry. Angry because in the 21st century, we as a country are still faced with moments like this. moments of division. Moments when our brothers and sisters, many of whom still endure calls for subjugation, are the victims of members of what I very much consider hate groups. Moments when we are reminded that bigotry and racism are a disease that still infects part of the body of God. Moments when some professing to be Christian forget the words of Jesus: "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself." What we saw yesterday was an example of what happens when someone takes their eyes off the peace that is ahead, the kingdom that is ahead, and allows themselves to get swept up into the winds and the waves surrounding them, the waves of division, of hatred, of inequality. It shows what happens when some take their eyes off of the invitation to walk like Christ and instead focus simply on the ground beneath their own feet. The Episcopal Church condemns actions like we saw yesterday. Our diocese, our bishops, and clergy from across denominational and faith spectrums have spoken out against it. Representatives at all levels of government and across all spectrums of ideology have condemned the violence and the racism that it lies at its root. I condemn it. And all of this is a reminder that while though there are many issues that can and do divide the family of God, what we should be focused on, who we should be focused on, is the Jesus who seeks to unify the family. Every person in Charlottesville yesterday, whether we recognized it or not, was a child of God. Every person on both sides of the barriers, every person on both sides of the protest was a child of God. It's very easy to find God within ourselves. But in situations where division is laid bare, it becomes very difficult for us to find God in the faces of others. It becomes easy, in fact, to stop looking for God in others at times of such division, to think that when someone else doesn't display Christ-like behavior, God must be absent. I'll admit it was hard for me to see God in the punches being thrown and in the car being driven into the crowd. It was hard for me to hear God in the shouts of the crowds and the divisive language of hate. It was hard to see God among the raised banners and the raised batons. As one who prays that our divisions may cease, it's hard for me sometimes to see that reality when these divisions are becoming more pronounced. And then it hit me. For me and for so many others, I think it's difficult because we spend so much time looking for God that we forget to look to God. We fail to cling to our faith in the Jesus standing on the water in front of us, and we lose our way, beginning to move in smaller and smaller circles, like I did when I was learning to ride a bike, until we crash. Peter lost his way. He lost his balance. He lost his faith when he took his eyes off of Jesus. When we take our eyes off Jesus, we too can lose our balance and our ability to see the path that's been laid out for us. When we take our eyes off Jesus, we begin to be overcome by the storm-tossed waves. When we take our eyes off Jesus, our faith and our lives begin to sink under the turmoil of life. But as Peter discovered that the hand of Jesus is there to lift us up, the voice of Jesus is there to ask, "Why do you doubt?" The love of Jesus is there to embrace us and steady us. The faith that we allow to be rooted in Jesus lifts us above the waves and calms the wind. So let us each be the hand of Jesus being extended to others. Let us always keep our eyes on the Jesus who calls to him, to walk to him above the waves, to exercise our faith, to rise above the difficulties of this world and strive to bring about the kingdom of God. Let us pray. O God, you made us in your own image and redeemed us through Jesus, your Son. Look with compassion on the whole human family. Take away the arrogance and hatred which infect our hearts. Break down the walls that separate us. Unite us in bonds of love. And work through our struggle and confusion to accomplish your purposes on earth, that in your good time, all nations and races may serve you in harmony around your heavenly throne. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.